Molly, you're on.
So for a second, I was like, is my mic on?
No, I'm just going to make mistakes here just to really keep the hour on its toes.
Oh, yeah. That's what we love about you, and that's what I'll miss. Well, I mentioned earlier that we've got a bit of a surprise for you this morning, and we have quite a few guests in studio because all of these beautiful people helped make this happen. We have Craig.
Hello, good morning.
Host of The Ride Home, we have Adam Connolly and Jenny Ledman.
Hello.
Move up to the microphone, everyone. You know how radio works.
It's got to be that newsy voice from Jenny Lemon, doesn't it?
So what we wanted to do is try and almost commemorate your time here at Power FM. We thought, how do we do that? So a bunch of us all got together and we had a little group chat that you weren't a part of, and we talked about some of the things that, you know, make you you and have made your radio career here at Power FM. And we thought the best way to do that would be for our darling Craig to put together a Bliss track all about you, Damon.
Of course, Bliss tracks a highlight of the ride home, Craig. Just one more for fun?
Yeah, and generally the song's written in 24 hours, so I've had a little less time. So if you hear any mistakes or anything, just know that we haven't had a whole lot of time to put this together.
I just said it was Monday. It doesn't matter. it really doesn't matter. Are we queuing this off?
Yep.
All right, let's give it a go.
Before you go, let's show our appreciation for our brekkie boy who leaves a man named Damon. When you took the job 4 odd years ago, little did we know how much we'd see you grow. But don't think all of this will be delightful. When's the last time you truly nailed a time call? A day's not complete without a spray of your sinus. You spritz more often than a case of bronchitis.
Every morning scenes, including you in sneans, all the shoes are off and it's just bare feet.
The rest of your fashion was not too shabby, but what about the times you wore the same outfit as Barry?
Wait, wasn't he 70?
For a man who hates breakfast, how did you do it this long? Over 1,000 shows, but we all know you're wrong.
You love yourself some burnt toast that always smells like smoke. The rest of us wonder, are we having a stroke?
We should congratulate you for years of surviving the southeastern freeway with your kind of driving.
Look, the jury's out. Take it to the appeals board. The size of your head is why we never got a billboard.
Remember when someone stole your Port Power scarf and you went and accused every single one of our staff? You would have had us all locked up in jail, especially when you got that first scarf email. An incredible tale. A fantastic furphy by our old news boss, the wicked Claire Murphy. But that passion for power made you a roving reporter, some light entertainment between all the quarters, a gig that took you all the way to China. Not sure what happened, now there's tariffs on our wine.
When Cadbury announced their caramel blocks, Damon went out and picked up plenty of stock. After months of teasing, still sitting, not eaten. You can't blame the team when we ate and live-streamed it. It always seems Damon's against the rest of the staff. By the way, we took a vote. It's time to lose that moustache.
By now, we think we've heard every story that you've got. I wish I never knew that you own a leather fly swat. There's one more thing that you need to explain. That Batman suit and that questionable stain. A recent seafood pizza lunch had you feeling spewy, but we all know that you stayed home to watch some Bluey.
One last thing that needs addressing. Your desk, your studio, you know they're all messy. We all thought that you will clean them up someday, but you have to now. You locked out the building on Monday. You have become such a brilliant broadcaster. It's a disaster. You won't be on the air hereafter. It's all said and done.
Now pop the confetti.
All that's left to say is we miss you already.
Oh, I've got 3 minutes and 50 seconds to write a return diss track. You got some priceless jabs in there. Well done.
Yeah, it's a bit more diss than bliss, but disses are a lot easier to write.
Molly, I'm disappointed in you. You've been my mustache queen.
Well, I have to say that we all got together and we tried to figure out what sort of points we wanted to bring up, and Craig did a lot of the work putting all of this together, so hats off to Craig.
Absolutely.
We had a talk about who would say what lines, and I said it is not right for me to say that about the moustache because I believe it looks good.
Yeah, and some absolute callbacks there. The caramel block is something that I'd absolutely put out of my brain. I can remember I was sitting in a movie theatre and my phone just started pinging off that everyone was eating the promotional stock supply of caramel on live stream, and I think there was a little bit of like goading, get Damon on the line.
Yeah, there was. I think we were trying to get you there before we ate it. And a big shout out to Crystal Daly and Claire Murphy, who also helped put some of those memories back into that song.
Yeah, listen, incredible. I think, you know, and we'll acknowledge this before the end of the hour, but I think you know, the five of us in this room can absolutely attest to this, that we are a very strong family here. The inner workings of this place are made better by having you all here.
And now you're off to get some milk and you're never returning. Just like my dad.
Oh, I miss you, Damon.
Jenny, Adam, Craig here from the Power FM offices. At Molly, still reeling from the emotional beating that was Craig's bliss track that you all put together here at the Power FM studios. Adam, Jenny just joining us before. If you missed it, here's one particular thing I want to highlight.
By now we think we've heard every story that you've got. I wish I never knew that you own a leather fly swat.
Here's the thing. I've told so many stories on Power FM across the years. And to be honest, there'll probably be people in my life that are happy that I'm off the air because they can just tell me stories without the threat of them being shared. We've never on air spoken about the leather fly swat before.
I think there's a reason for that.
A couple of weeks back, it must have been a couple of months ago, Adam actually came to your house to kill a wasp.
Yeah, so he had to help me, and God bless him, he came in with a fly swat, got the sucker, we were all good.
In the office, it began a discussion about fly swats, and I offered a little bit of an anecdote to the group.
Yeah, so everyone was saying to me, why didn't you have one in your home, that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. And then you chimed in, Damon, and you said, I've got this one. And then you sent a picture to our group chat that I never wanted to see with my eyes. A leather fly swat. Why? You said your parents gave it to you as well.
Yeah, my mum bought it for me, which makes, I understand contextually, makes this a lot worse, but mum was not thinking about those other things.
What other things would that be?
Spanking?
Last day, he doesn't care.
A light or harder spanking? No. No. Flies. Flies, Molly. I don't like flies during the summertime. Mum knows that. She got me a fly swat. I'm not sure if leather just is more aerodynamic.
I don't want to know.
It's Damon and Molly for your Friday morning.
Well, for not just any Friday, for the last Friday of the Damon and Molly show and your last day at Power FM.
Yeah, listen, I mean, obviously we've spoken a lot about the fact that I'm stepping out of here, but wider than that, we've built this show over the last 10, 11 months, and it truly has been something special. You know, I did the show on my own for a long time next year, and all I yearned for, all my little Christmas wish was for someone, a little fairy, to send me a co-host, and it truly has been really, really brilliant doing with this with you.
Yeah, it's been so fun, and it is really sad that it's coming to an end, but I don't want to get gushy just yet.
I want to
think about you and your radio career, because a lot of people ask, how do you get a job like that?
Yeah.
What I've got, Damon,
just says Molly's surprise on the computer,
is the piece of audio that actually got you this job.
Oh, no.
And I thought we might take a little dance down memory lane.
Oh, God.
Hi, my name's Damon. People call me Patch after learning my last name's Adams. It's a far better option than Gomez or Festa. I spent a decade in the classroom entertaining kids with my life experience, my bad jokes, and my incredible vocal ability while attempting to mould their young minds. After having a breakdown over my inability to open lollipops and other packaged food items upon request, seriously, how hard are Chupa Chups to open? It's like cracking a safe.
Good point.
I've decided to bring my tried and tested material to radio. My loves, sport, music, family, and just having a laugh. My irrational hatred, Chupa Chups. I absolutely love my sport. So I was so excited a few Mondays ago when I had the chance to watch the Super Bowl for the first time in ages. Not just halftime or the national anthem, the whole spectacle. I'm really sorry to the fans out there, but I had the revelation that the sport is surprisingly boring. It's really slow. And it shocked me to discover that the cheapest tickets in the stadium were $3,000 US. It was $15 to $20 just to get a beer and $7 for water. Give me my footy at Adelaide Oval and our own ridiculously overpriced stadium food any day.
Ugh.
So I'm going to bet that when you were growing up, you were told, don't trust strangers, don't talk to strangers. But I was thinking the other day that those lines are so blurred now. In our grown-up world, we have Uber, where we get into strangers' cars after we've had one too many.
Nice.
Airtasker, strangers doing random jobs for us. Airbnb, where we sleep in strangers' homes. And Tinder, where we just plain sleep with strangers. Yeah. So what do we tell our kids now? Don't trust strangers unless they're giving a good deal or providing a useful service or just attractive. The rules have changed. I've got this unnatural compulsion to have the newest model of everything, even when the upgrade is so minor. Sharper screen? That's amazing! Now comes with a pen? I love pens!
Oh, I hate pens. It's the best thing I may have ever heard, and I don't know how we got it, but we got it, and my gosh.
Oh, I know how you got it. I definitely know how you got it. Disgusting. Just really, really foul.
But isn't it fun to think about how far you've come? Like, realistically, that is a long time ago that you put that audio down. And when you were making that audio, did you think that 5 years later you were going to be moving on to essentially your dream job? After 5 years of broadcasting.
Yeah, I mean, put it into context, and it is pretty amazing, but you know how, and everyone would have this, where you hate your own voice coming through the microphone. Now, that's something that we very much have become accustomed to in the radio industry, but that. Molly, we have been leading up to this for the last few weeks now, and maybe some of you are sick of hearing this, but we are looking at the final straight.
We're here. It's a lot. It's a lot to process. We have spent a lot of time together this year, Damon. You are the person that I spend the most time with in my day-to-day life.
It's a short-term relationship when, you know, they're thinking long-term. 10 months we've done this show for, but when you're arm in arm for the entire time and, you know, the other person's ride or die, it burns hard and it's intense and, you know, we go through a lot together because all both of us have wanted to do, we're very similarly driven people in that we want to bring you the best show when you turn on the radio, whatever time of the morning that is each morning.
And however we're feeling on that day too.
Yeah.
And I think the fact that this show is coming to an end is really sad, and it's going to be a bit to let go of because I'm really proud of what we created and we had a lot of fun. And I think that is largely due to you and sort of the leadership and the guidance that you gave to me, because I came from obviously another station where things were very different, and you just welcomed me with open arms and you said, hey, like, what do you want to do? What do you want to create? Because this is a space for us to do that.
Yeah, and I think don't sell yourself short there either, because it requires someone to come in and want for that as well. I can remember when we interviewed you for the first time. I think like 10 seconds in, this is our girl. It doesn't even matter. Like, you know, you're enthusiastic. You know, you care a lot about bringing people the right thing each day, and your vibe is always spot on. So I will miss this show.
Yeah.
I will absolutely miss this show because we have a bloody good laugh.
And there's so many times too where I think, how is this my job?
Yeah.
Am I getting paid for this stuff? Like, what? It's crazy to think. I just want to say a little bit about you. Is that okay?
Sure.
Damon, I don't want to get emotional.
You pushed away the box of tissues before we started. Silly.
I think you're such an incredible person, Damon. You're so driven. You are someone who knows exactly what you want and you do not stop until you get it. And whether that is emailing, you know, the publicity guy at Channel 9 to get Jeff Prost on for the...
Damn you, Sean.
80th time.
I just wanted my white rhino, my white whale, Jeff Probst.
I love that quality that you have. I think you're very dedicated to what you do. You've put a lot of time and effort into this workplace, into this show, into other shows you've been a part of, and into doing solo brekkie, which is really, really challenging. And people that aren't radio people wouldn't understand how much of a toll that can actually take on you. It's not easy to drive over an hour to work at, you know, 4 o'clock in the morning and put on a show by yourself. So I think the fact that you pulled that off for so long with so much class and so well is just, you know, hats off to you. But I think you are someone who I'm going to miss a lot. Like, I spend so much time with you. If I'm not with you, I'm either texting you or about to see you or thinking about something, you know, going on. And we have this incredible...
You're obsessed with me.
Kim Mariah Carey. You know, we obviously have a really professional relationship where we come here and we do this thing and we show each other that support and we have a laugh and we throw pens at each other in the office and it's great. But we also have a friendship as well.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of times where you come to work and you've got something going on in your life and we'll be sharing that with each other and then, you know, getting the job done. And I've really appreciated the... You know, the fact that you have been a friend to me all this time, and I hope that you don't bloody forget me when you go off to your fancy new job.
Thank you. That means a lot. I'll try not to forget you. I've been kind of trying to wrap my head around how to put a full stop on nearly 5 years.
Yeah, so long.
Waking up with you each morning. And if you'll indulge me for a few minutes, I don't care if we blow out the end of the show, to be honest. I've got a couple thank yous, if that's all right. And I'm going to start with... oh, there, right there. That's where it called me. Mel and Krista Zeldy. Now, Mel is the one person that you know on Power FM. She hosted mornings for so long. She was our boss here, and she gave me my shot. You know, she gave me my shot. And you heard the audio.
Yeah.
You heard that. She hired me, and then she gave me the Power FM Bricky gig on very little experience. She is a cheerleader. She is flappingly positive in the face of incredible hurdles, and I cannot thank her enough. She's still an incredibly important cheerleader to me. To Adam and Dave, who are kind of now our bosses and mentors here in the office, Adam especially, who hosts a show on our sister station, 5MU, is one of the most talented people I've ever met in my entire life. And a great friend, and Dave is our new boss who's just coming here and shaking this place up in the best way. To Crystal, who I hosted this show for the better part of 3 years. Off the top, it was called The Power Pack. And, yeah, she was amazing. And, you know, like you, Molly, a fantastic friend that I spent far too much time next to. And I just owe so much to her in terms of developing me as a radio announcer. And, you know, she'll always be in my heart. You, Molly, as we said, we're really proud of what we've built this year. You are a very different person to me. we are very different people, and you have this kind of aura about you where you just want everyone to be happy. You share your happiness with people, and you do it physically through hugs and, you know, and being around people, but you do it through your attitude as well. You want to get to know everyone. You spend time with everyone here in the office. You know their kids. You go to their houses and you spend hours on your phone every night answering 10,000 text messages that I will never understand, but you are a connector. And that's what makes you brilliant. And that's what will make you so, so brilliant in the industry. And I think I will be a blip on your radar one day, but I'm glad I got to be a blip for just that little moment in time. To my family and friends, who initially sacrificed a lot to have me have a change of life to do this and then have backed me every step of the way. Damn it. Yeah, like my mum listens in every day.
Yeah.
You know, she'll text me when like I say something that upsets her, and that's been 5 years. Like, who wants to listen to 5 years of me yabber on every single morning? And I've got mates that listen in all the time as well. To Lauren and the kids, who, yeah, like dad is not there in the morning. I've not spent a morning with my kids regularly in the last 5 years. They hear me through the radio, and I tell stories about them that are probably uncomfortable for them. But, man, I love you all. And then finally, to every one of you that are listening right now, I've had some amazing conversations just last week and comments from you guys. Mm-hmm. Some of you who have spent a long time waking up with my voice in your ear, sorry. That's my initial instinct. But honestly, it means everything. You know, you are who we do this job for. You are what makes the ugly alarm clocks and the dark drives worth of the days when you'd honestly prefer to do anything but opening up a microphone in the morning. But you've been there and made that sacrifice worth it. There's been crap jokes and crap singing, crap time calls, and as you put it yesterday, Molly, words that probably confuse people more than anything, but you've stuck around, so thank you for that. My next step is going to take me off air. If you're interested, you can follow along at Damon_Adams. Mm-hmm. But what's more important to know is that Monday morning, the microphone's going to come on again, and you're going to be back. Mm-hmm. And you will take on the next chapter of Power FM. And then Craig, who is host of The Ride Home, is going to join you from January next year. And you guys will build the next amazing show.
There's certainly big shoes to fill, though, Damon.
Yeah.
And, yeah, the listeners absolutely love you. And I know this because they tell me and they tell us. And I think it's going to be, a very big thing to let you go. But just speaking on behalf of everyone here, like, we are so proud of you. And we know that you are someone who has deserved to work in a bigger market, in a, you know, metro station for a long time. And I'm really proud of you that that's happened. And, yeah, I just think it's going to be so beautiful to see you be closer to your family, which is really important to you, and to do something that you're really good at and something that you really care about. And, yeah, I just wish you all the best. And I just can't wait to see where your journey takes you.
We have blown this right out.
But we're not
going to the news next. I want to play a song that I love and hopefully you love as well. This is Sweet Disposition by The Temper Trap. We're coming back after this. One last goodbye on Power FM Brekkie. Power FM Breakfast, it's Damon and Molly for the last time.
For the last time.
Oh, the emotion is definitely in the voice now. We've said what we need to say. I think that's it.
Yeah, well, it's been an absolute pleasure, Damon. I love you deeply, as I always say. We love this show. We love our listeners. And, yeah, thanks for coming on the ride with us.
We will say this together. Stay safe on this weekend.
And make good choices.
We love you a lot. Thank you for your companionship. I'll miss you all. Bye, guys.